You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Trish McDermott, co-founder of the quickly growing baby gear rental marketplace, Baby Airs. Think Airbnb, but for baby equipment. At Baby Airs, you build a business renting, delivering, and setting up baby gear at a visiting family's hotel or vacation rental. Already in 120 markets and opening new markets weekly, Baby Airs is rapidly changing the way families travel. You got to love this. And Trish, thanks for joining us here today to share all the details on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And you're most welcome. So tell me more about the opportunities with marketplace businesses and how Baby Airs works in particular.
So marketplaces connect people who need something. So maybe a ride or a babysitter, a room, or in our case, baby equipment or toys, with people who can provide those items or services and would like to make some money doing so. We all know marketplaces, right? Airbnb, Lyft, those are thriving businesses because they're meeting needs on both sides of the platform. The people who provide the services want to make some extra money, and the people who need the services want to be able to get it quickly when they want it, where they want it, and have some choice in terms of who provides it, right? So marketplaces are thriving businesses. And we use terms like gig economy or side hustle to describe the people who are earning money on these platforms. And we know now that half of all U.S. millennials, this is based on a GoDaddy piece of research that they recently announced, half of millennials have some kind of a side gig. And actually about 25% of seniors have a side gig. They are working in the gig economy. So this is really exploding as an opportunity. And Baby Airs in particular is a baby gear rental marketplace. So when a family is traveling somewhere and the last thing they want to do is walk through the airport with their babies and their luggage and a pack and play and a stroller and a high chair and toys and diapers, instead they travel really light and then get to their hotel, and our trusted partners, that's what we call our gig economy people, will run to their hotel and give them all the gear they need. And I mean everything. Toys and outdoor equipment, beach equipment, all the stuff you really don't want to carry. And then we also deliver to grandparents who may be entertaining their grandchildren, but they've downsized. They don't have room for a crib or a high chair or all the books or toys they had when they were raising their own kids, because let's face it, when your kids leave the nest, you get rid of all that stuff. We'll bring it and set it up for them so their grandkids can really enjoy the visit.
Trish, what is it actually like to launch a business like this and then do this type of work?
Well, so for those of us on the corporate team, the people who built and run the platform, it's just been a, you know, wild roller coaster of a ride, but extremely positive. We love it, especially because we're growing so fast, and we know the platform is addressing needs on both sides. We have two sets of customers, so our trusted partners who want to launch a business on our platform and rent baby gear, those are our customers, and then the families who actually need the gear. So we're meeting needs for two separate groups of people and connecting them with some really happy endings. And for us, so the co-founders, including myself of Baby Airs, were on the Match starting team, Match.com, we used to call it back in the early days of the internet. In fact, our CEO, Fran Myra, was one of the co-founders of Match. And lately, we've been saying that we feel this sort of excitement and this pace that's very similar to the early days at Match, which is we know we're solving a real problem that impacts people, and we know, like in the days of Match, when we were making dating easier, now at Baby Airs, we're really making family travel easier. Our customers love us. Our trusted partners are having a blast on the platform. They're making good money, and it's just such a happy, exciting feeling, and we're realizing now the sky is the limit. This is a global opportunity. People have babies and travel with babies everywhere, and people are gigging all over the world. So we're pretty excited about how the company is growing. We've served about 6,000 customers. Last year was our first full year in business. We're in 120 markets, and we're opening new markets every single week. So we have a lot of work ahead of us, pretty exciting. And then I would just add, for the trusted partners who are coming onto our platform, they are launching real businesses with real customers very, very quickly. And we know, we just recently surveyed them and said, how, you know, what does it feel like when you get that first order, which sometimes comes the very day you go live, and every single one of them said it's a super exciting feeling. Like, wow, boom, I've launched a business and I've got an order.
Exciting stuff, no doubt. Now, you're growing really fast from what we understand. What is it about Baby Airs that is so appealing to would-be entrepreneurs?
Yeah, so I think Baby Airs is a little different than, say, driving for Lyft or doing like odd jobs on a platform, right? In that we are launching entrepreneurs on our platform who own their own businesses. So they set their own rental and delivery fees. They select the items that they would like to rent. We teach them how to market and grow their business, but there are very few, like if you think about like a franchise or really just going into business for yourself, there are very few opportunities where you can decide you want to be an entrepreneur and a week later have a website with traffic being driven to it and customers calling you and placing orders. I mean, it's super exciting, and so the word is out. And we have a lot of people who join the platform because their friends or family members start renting the gear, and they're making good money, and then they tell them, right? So there's a lot of sort of network effect in terms of people coming onto the platform. It's also really affordable. You know, at Baby Airs, it costs $100 to get started. And what that does is that pays for us to build your website and to turn on your insurance. Insurance is required. Everyone has it, and of course no one would want to operate this business without it, right? But if you compare that to a franchise where you could easily pay $15,000, even $30,000 just to get started, it's completely like not comparable, right? Like the opportunity to just be in business for yourself so affordably is kind of amazing. And the neat thing is that most of your orders are in advance. So you can turn on your website today, get an order this afternoon or tomorrow for a crib or a car seat, but that order likely isn't going to have to be delivered for a week or two, and then you can buy the inventory, but only after you already have an order for it. So there's really not even a lot of upfront inventory costs to turn yourself on. And then I would just add that it actually pays really well. So in that GoDaddy research, they looked at the average gig worker in the U.S. and what they're making a month, and it came to $258. It doesn't sound like a lot, but for many people, gig work is really a side gig. It's the other thing you do when you're not doing your other job. But right now at Baby Airs, our trusted partners are averaging $630 a month. So, I mean, that's a really high side gig income when you look at everything else that's out there. And some are actually making thousands of dollars. So some are really looking at this as a full-time business, and they are out marketing and hustling, and the numbers really show that. But what's really interesting is when you break this down on an hourly basis and you take away the, you know, the estimated cost of actually delivering a baby gear order. And a baby gear order might be a car seat and a high chair, a pack and play, maybe a big bin of toys, and it's going to go to a hotel, and it's going to be there for 10 days while the family is vacationing. So you have to drive it over and drive it back, and you have to clean the gear. We're very, very particular about that. But there's really not a lot of time involved in that. And because of that, the hourly pay we're estimating after your costs is about $40 an hour, which is phenomenal for gig economy work.
Certainly is exciting. I got to hand it to you. Very creative today. We're joined by Trish McDermott, the co-founder of the quickly growing baby gear rental marketplace, Baby Airs. Think Airbnb, but for baby equipment, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Trish, you're teaching your entrepreneurs to do local marketing and public relations for their businesses. Can you share a little bit of what you teach them? Any tips that listeners could take advantage of?
Sure. I mean, and that's the really great thing about these skills is they're universal. Well, so our trusted partners do sales calls to hotels and sometimes other places, like they might meet with wedding planners. And we provide them with scripts, and sometimes we even do mock sales calls. We have online video meetings every single week. It's really fun, and we'll practice those. But what we really stress to them is to talk to hotels and really any potential business partner with the understanding that your business aligns really nicely with their goals. You think about a hotel, right? They want families just to be happy, right? When families come, they want them to have a great stay. Because if they have a great stay, they're going to come back, they're going to tell their friends, they're going to post about their experience on social media. That's a huge win for a hotel. And so we go to hotels and we say, hey, we can help your families, your traveling families staying with you, have a much better stay. We'll bring toys and we'll bring snow equipment for them and we'll bring games for the teenagers to play, basketballs if they want to shoot some hoops somewhere, right? And once hotels see that, they really understand that it's a win-win working with us. So we've had a lot of success doing that. My background is public relations, and the one thing that I would say about public relations is stories. If you have a good story, you can get a reporter to write it. So we work with our trusted partners to go to their local television stations, radio stations, and newspapers and tell them about the business. We're kind of an interesting business. It's a little bit different. We have lots of local experience. So we ask them to sort of chronicle their stories and then pitch them to reporters. We write generic pitches. So if a holiday is coming up, let's say spring break or Thanksgiving, we write a kind of generic pitch that they can send to a reporter, but they add the magic, which is the story, the real life context that media loves.
Now, with so many people all the way from millennials to seniors seeking to work in the gig economy, can you tell us what they should be looking for? What makes the perfect gig?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question because there are a lot of gigs out there, and believe me, there will be more and more as we move forward. But if you are considering joining a marketplace as the provider, then there are some things you want to think about. So we talk about flexibility, right? I mean, the whole idea of having a side gig is to fit it around the rest of your life, right? So does your side gig give you control over your schedule? Can you take a vacation? Can you pick your hours, at least to a certain extent, or work when you want to work? Those are really important things. Easy, right? For many people, your side gig is not your main thing, the most important thing in your life. So you want work that doesn't add to the stress you're already experiencing in the workplace or doing whatever it is you're doing, right? So, like, side gigs should not really be that hard. And if it's easy, it's easier to be successful. And for many people, certainly at Baby Airs, like, we have a lot of stay-at-home moms who we know what their priority is. It's their family. So does the side gig work allow you to continue to put your family first or your career or whatever other interest is really important to you? And then I would say meaningful, right? At the end of the day, it's really nice to know that somehow, in some way, big or small, you left someone a little bit happier as a result of your work. I mean, that feels good, right? And doing meaningful work actually makes you want to show up and do it. Lucrative, we already talked about that. Really, not all side gigs pay the same. And when you do the math and you factor in your expenses for the side gig, sometimes there's really a shocking gap in perceived earnings and what you're actually earning. And often you can find that information online. There's been some research, so you can Google that and really get a sense of what you're likely to earn doing a particular side gig. Educational also. I just think it's great to have a side hustle that keeps your business skills sharp or that lets you acquire new skills, right? Skills you might use as you continue to grow your side hustle, but you also might take back into the workplace if you decide to do full-time work or take to other entrepreneurial experiences. So what can you learn from this, and will you continue to learn on an ongoing basis? And then finally, I would just say longevity. If you end up doing a side gig that you love, like you totally fall in love with it, hopefully you get to do that for a long time. So, you know, a side gig that offers that opportunity. Oh, and I forgot one thing, and I would wrap up with that. And I would say collaborative. So at Baby Airs, we launch entrepreneurs. They're solo entrepreneurs, right? They're running local businesses and markets all over the country. But we build our business on this idea of collaboration. So we have weekly video conference meetings. We have a very lively private Facebook group. And we encourage, part of our core value in our company is to support and collaborate with other trusted partners. So you have the best of both worlds. You're a solo entrepreneur, but at the same time, you're engaged in a lively community that will answer questions and problem solve for you, and sometimes just be somebody who gets you, someone who's doing the same side gig that you're doing, who completely understands you. We actually think collaboration for us is the secret sauce of our company. It creates incredible motivation in our team, and you know, these men and women who launch baby gear businesses, they become experts really quickly. And being able to just get the collective intelligence of a whole community of entrepreneurs instantly is really amazing.
Trish, it's really been good to have had you, and really impressive what you've been able to accomplish through Baby Airs. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion?
Small business is really getting redefined. I think the gig economy has opened the door for many, many people who might not have considered themselves entrepreneurs to launch businesses. And I mean, the beauty of that is that it grows our economy, but for us as individuals, launching and building and growing a successful business is an amazing experience, right? And so, you know, I would say, like, this is not our parents' or grandparents' small business world anymore. The gig economy has really created an opportunity for anyone to be an entrepreneur really quickly.
And certainly do appreciate those final words. Before you go, where can listeners get all the details on Baby Airs?
Well, we hope that you'll visit our website. Baby Airs is like baby plus concierge. So it's babierge.com. And you can both order baby gear there or find out more about becoming a trusted partner. And we have you fill out a brief application, and then we talk to you. And if it's a go, we set you live.
Again, congratulations, Trish, on the creation of Baby Airs, and we certainly have appreciated your introducing it to our audience, and all the best, and thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Trish McDermott, the co-founder of the quickly growing baby gear rental marketplace, Baby Airs, and for further details, visit babyairs.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with an app coming to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.